I'm J.R. Whalen in the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Two oil tankers were damaged in attacks off the coast of Iran early Thursday, and early assessments point to a torpedo attack. One of the tankers was operated by a Japanese company, and the attack comes on a day when Tehran rejected a call by Japan's prime minister for Iran to ease a military standoff with the U.S. Democrats criticized President Trump for saying that his campaign might be willing to accept damaging information about his rivals from foreign governments without alerting the FBI. FBI Director Christopher Wray previously said at his confirmation hearing that he thought it would be wise for anyone on a campaign to contact the FBI if a foreign government offered dirt on an opponent. And the start of the Tour de France is still 3 weeks away, but Chris Froome's pursuit of a record-tying fifth victory was dashed after a serious crash on Wednesday. Froome crashed into a wall at nearly 35 miles per hour while riding along a time trial route in the Alps. He sustained multiple injuries, including fractures of his right femur, right elbow, and several ribs. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com or the WSJ app.